Do you ever wonder why guys do what they do? It's another edition of Why Do You Guys on Power 96.5.
Why do guys take selfies in the mirror when the mirror is completely covered in toothpaste splatter? It is so off-putting. And when I see a picture of a guy, first of all, I don't like pictures of guys with their shirt, like selfies with their shirt off. I think it's kind of thirsty. But what makes it worse is when their mirror is disgusting. It makes me think that they have no control in their life. So why do guys do this? And like put it on like social, like on their social media, or we'll like send it to you. It's like, clean your mirror first.
So I have a question to your question real quick.
Okay.
Are you saying that it would be okay if they had a clean mirror?
I don't like either, but it wouldn't be as bad if the mirror was clean.
Okay.
Like, I think I could maybe tolerate a shirtless mirror selfie, but not if the mirror is dirty. It really is so off-putting. It's just like, no.
I have another question. Sorry, I need to do a little background here.
Okay.
To make sure that I formulate all of my information before I give you a finale answer.
Okay.
Was it taken in the girls' bathroom? Because we all know, that the girls' restroom is a lot dirtier than the men's restroom.
I don't think people are brushing like their teeth in public restrooms, first of all.
You don't know. Like, if they're in the gym restroom, unisex. We got to...
Great point.
Make sure there's just
no. You can tell
can
this is
there.
In their bathroom. Like it's you. I mean, you can tell because then they got their deodorant on the
yeah.
On
but
the
I mean, what if it's their sister's bathroom?
Okay, well that's weird.
Because if you ever like you say that like if they can't take care of their mirror, then they can't take care of themselves. And I start to ask.
Yeah.
I start to ask that whenever I go, whenever I've been to any girl's apartment,
our bathrooms or any girl's are bad.
House, it's the worst. So it's kind of the same question. It's kind of like, but I guess I see what you're saying. If you're going to put it out there, at least have something clean. It's the same thing with people focus on what's in the background of a picture.
Yes.
Because they don't really care about the person in the picture. I know everyone who posts those pictures think that everyone is waiting for them to post a picture.
Yeah.
We're really not. We want to see if there's any faults in the background, back of you. We don't really care about you.
I'm someone, like, I'll take a picture of Tingy, and if I see something on the floor, like if I see a fuzzball or something, we have to retake it.
But other people's photos, they'll be like, all the drawers will be out.
Yeah.
It looked like an explosion.
Yes.
It looked like they just got robbed.
Yes.
Like in their living room. And it's just like,
there.
What? Okay, you're looking great tonight, Tina. Before
Tina.
You're going out, like, congratulations. Wow, what a great dress. But looks like the other 6 days that you're doing your life, that kind of sucks. So I'm glad you got it all together just to go out for 4 hours. Why don't we spend 4 hours on the crap behind you, Tina?
Oh, my God, it's so
maybe
true.
That would be a little bit hotter than that dress that you're going to wear. That's probably going to end up off anyways at the end of the night. Because it looks like you can't take care of anything else in your life.
But okay, so you agree.
I think it's why do guys and why do girls.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think it could go either way.
Yes.
But yes,
but
clean your mirrors, guys.
Yes.
If you're going to take a shirtless picture, clean the toothpaste and the smudge and the deodorant streaks and everything else that you're vomiting out through your nose or your teeth, whatever you're shaving. Clean it off.
We go together.